Welcome back to Farm Talk. News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Today is Monday, March 24th. And I was sitting here thinking to myself earlier today, I was like, geez, now what am I going to do with all the trade shows, the major shows done? Last week, Wednesday and Thursday, the International Sugar Beet Institute, and then they started perusing around, and the big shows may be done, or the bigger shows, but still a ton of little shows, including Cup of Agronomy, Peterson Farm Seed. They're putting these on all around the region. We're actually going to try and catch up with their tour on Wednesday. Minnesota Farmers Union has a event in a couple of weeks. They're actually traveling all around the state of Minnesota, giving agriculture folk a chance to speak up and what's going on with the tariffs and trade and all sorts of different stuff. And that also will be coming to Moorhead to the YEMCOM Center on April 2nd, not April 1st, like April Fool's Day. No, it's April 2nd. We'll try to have some coverage of that as well. Also going on today down in the Twin Cities, I did not see this until the last minute. And then I'm like, oh, we got to get somebody on for this. Today is Women in Ag Day at the state capitol in the Twin Cities. A couple of sponsors for that, including our friends from Minnesota Farmers Union. And so not only did we get one, not only did we get two, but we got three different women that are going to be speaking with us later on this afternoon in our second hour of Farm Talk again from St. Paul. Hopefully it's a beautiful day. What else do we got going on? Well, we got a safety week coming up here, and this will be, I think this is actually national, but we're going to find out more about what is going on. And, you know, I had my my internet open here, Angie. Now, oh, there it is. Stand Up for Grain Safety Week, March 24th, 28th. And if there's safety, the word safety is involved, Angie's involved. How's Angie doing?
I'm doing well.
What do we got going on? I don't know if I'm familiar with Stand Up for Grain Safety. Is this relatively new? Is this brand new this year?
No, this is actually, it's a great question. This has been going on for a few years now. It's been a great, great week to recognize and kind of think about some topics specifically related to grain handling, grain storage, safety techniques, and things to consider. Oh, this has been happening for a few years, and it's just been a great opportunity to get some more awareness out there when it comes to grain bin safety and the injuries and fatalities that can take place due to working in those types of industries.
Okay. Now, is this a webinar? I'm assuming it is, and it's just like every afternoon there's a different thing?
Yeah, absolutely. So they do a live event on Monday. So I mean, and they also record it. So that took place earlier this morning at, I believe, Iowa State University. They do a live kickoff event, and then for the remaining days each week, they do webinar series. And so tomorrow will actually be a really good one, really talking about how fatigue plays a huge role in safety, right? Because you and I both know, when we're tired and working, we tend to, that's when we can make mistakes, and, yep, and farming and ranching is not exempt from that. And so really understanding fatigue and the role it can play in reaction times and things like that when it comes to working around grain bin handling and storage equipment.
Yeah, I can 100% agree with that. So I've got sleep apnea, and man, I can get fatigued. So it's like once I go down, I'm better off just taking a rest, because otherwise it's trouble. But so if somebody wants to find out and watch this now, there's actually a Spanish language session, which probably is fitting because we got workers from the South, right? I mean, so that's something that would
absolutely
fit in.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, so they offer Spanish. Each webinar series also is available in Spanish, which I think is fantastic. And another piece to add, Eric, that's really important is, you know, this Stand Up for Grain Safety Week, this is not just for farmers, but it's also a really great great avenue for commercial grain elevator facilities to have their employers tune in on, because it does focus also on that commercial aspect. So for example, you know, Thursday is going to really look at rail safety, and so working with rail cars and handling grain when you're loading and unloading those rail cars. So that's going to be a unique piece that's going to be added to this year's lineup.
Okay, so if somebody wants to take advantage of this, how do they register?
Absolutely. So it's free. My biggest recommendation, the easiest way to get there is just Google Stand Up for Grain Safety, and that'll take you to the home website. And there are giant blue registration buttons all over the webpage, and so you won't be able to miss it. It's free of charge. You don't have to sign up. You know, a lot of people think, jeepers, I can't make every single day. Could I just do one? And absolutely, you sign up for what works for you and what's most applicable to your farm or grain handling facility and make it work for you.
I would imagine, I don't know if they do, but there's also social media for this, so Facebook, X, and some other things. They're linked up, hashtag Stand Up for Grain Safety. I wonder if any of those videos will make it up there. At least at some point, I would think they would, but I guess
yeah, they typically they do make the recordings available, so if you can't attend, if you can't join a live webinar, they'll record it. So I really encourage people to register as if you're going to participate anyway, because oftentimes then they'll email, in most cases, they'll email or provide a link to you on how to access that recorded webinar. So there's a lot of avenues, like you said, either watching on social media, if that's your jam, or like I said, go ahead, register, even if you can't make it, because typically they'll send you materials about the webinar after the fact.
Okay, March 24th through the 28th going on this week. Again, different topics each day, so check that out. And as we get closer and closer, Angie, to getting back out there, I would imagine you're a busy gal with safety and just reminders as we start a new year.
It's been crazy. You know, we are preparing registration for Farm Safety Camp opened up last week, and we already have a camp that's full. And so we are in heavy camp planning mode, getting those ready and solidified for May and June. And so, yeah, it's just been between that and all of our Stop the Bleed sessions that have been taking place across North Dakota, we have been cruising when it comes to farm safety programs.
Okay, let's back up here because we've been a fan of, well, we're a fan of everything that you do, but the safety camp. So you have three camps every year, right? And one of them is
correct,
already filled. Which one is full, can we say?
So, yep, our East Farm Safety Camp, so that's headquartered in Fargo at NDSU and the Red River Valley Fairgrounds this year. That one is full. We are taking a wait list, so just because it's full, we really encourage families to get on that wait list, because every year we always have somebody that has a conflict that needs to cancel their camp reservation, and so we always go to that wait list to see if anybody still wants to take that spot. So okay, that camp is full. We're accepting a wait list, but our central camp in Bismarck is still open, as well as our West Farm Safety Camp out in Williston. We still have those two that have spots available to participate in camp in those two locations.
And these camps, I mean, they're safety camps for their certification, right, for teenagers that may work off the farm with equipment?
That is correct. Yeah, you're spot on. And so we call it a camp because we just have that much fun, and it is an overnight event. But that is our way through NDSU Extension to offer the U.S. Department of Labor certification program. So for youth ages 14 and 15, if they plan on working on a different farm that's not their family farm this summer, they have to go through this certification program in order to receive their permit, per se, in order to operate tractors and some pieces of equipment for a farmer that's not family.
Okay. Is there a website folks can go to? Because, again, once filled, if you've been thinking about this, this is one of those things you got a kid and you're sitting there going, oh, he's 11. Oh, he's 12. Oh, no, he's 13. He's 14. Oh, crap. I want to get him registered. So it's, where do they go? Where's the registration?
Yeah, you bet. The easiest way, go to Google, type in NDSU Farm Safety Camp, and that'll take you to our Farm Safety Camp webpage, which has the registration link for all three camps.
Okay. And then Stop the Bleed. We did mention that briefly, but that is an important class, an important training thing that you guys are out there. Where are you guys at? Where's the next upcoming Stop the Bleed session?
Yeah, so today, actually, our extension agent based in Eddy County, so New Rockford, North Dakota, they are hosting a Stop the Bleed program. And tonight, we'll also be in Devil's Lake. And so we've got Stop the Bleed programs going hot and heavy today. And then continuing on into next week, we've got some in Beulah, in Madoc and so and in Kindred and Castleton. So we continue to hit the pavement pretty hard with those programs.
Are they standalone events or are they usually with something else?
That's a great question. So it depends. It depends how the extension agent is able to work with their group of individuals that's interested in a course. And so, for example, this year we offered Stop the Bleed during the North Dakota Winter Show. So that was during that event. But then some offer them as standalone programs. So they're just all by themselves. There's no other activities going on. It's just Stop the Bleed program. So just really depends what type of venue the extension agent has access to and how they want to manage that.
Okay. And the other part of this, again, Stand Up for Grain Safety Week today, tomorrow, through the rest of this week. If you want to find out more, just Google the name and you shall find it. All right, Angie Johnson, one last question for you. Are you going back to Farm Fest, Minnesota Farm Fest this year?
I hope to. I really enjoyed going back going for the first time last year, so it'd be great to come back again. I enjoy those types of farm events.
Well, it was fun harassing you. It'd be nice to know if you're coming. So
I can harass you. It was great to see you. So it was great to have other North Dakotans there.
Yeah, exactly. Keeps those University of Minnesota Extension people off me. No, I'm
well,
just kidding.
Yeah, I got to bring my green and gold so it's not just maroon and gold.
Exactly. All right, Angie, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you as the spring comes around and the big equipment heads out and we get moving around the farm. But thanks for taking the time.